Our Father, we bow in the name of the Lord Jesus with grateful hearts so we can come into thy presence. We thank thee and we do not take lightly the privilege of coming before thy throne. And we thank thee that we can enter in all because of Calvary, all because of the work of the Lord Jesus in redeeming us and making us thine own when we were once enemies of thine. What a wonder that we would be called the friends of the Lord Jesus, that he would be our friend, that we can call him our Savior, and we can call thee our Father. Father, we would just pray as we have come together tonight for the weekend that we have long prayed and prepared for and now is here upon us, that that for which is our greatest desire, that the Word of God would be ministered in such a way that it would speak to our hearts, that each of us would hear the voice of God. Not only hear it, but be obedient to it. Father, we think of whenever we have a gathering like this, that there are so many needs that are not known to us. We've got a prayer list that is very long, and yet there are many, many needs tonight that are only known to thee. There are people who are struggling with doubts and people who are going through severe trials with depression and anxiety, with loneliness, and with wondering what to do with their future. Lord, we thank thee that in every one of these areas, there is no limit to what thou art able to do. And so we would just pray for those unspoken requests. And again tonight, we would pray for the ones we know of. I think again, failed to mention it in the announcements, but pray for the Alves and the Shutt families at this time, their loss, and that thou wilt comfort them as only thou art able to do. And Lord, we think of others who have lost loved ones recently. Pray for thy comforting hand upon them. And that even in the ministry this weekend, there will be something for them. A word of encouragement. A word of blessing as we have so much to be thankful for. Thank thee for the blessed hope of the soon coming of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we think of that in light of the gospel. Pray again for the meetings there in Sarnia. Pray for the need even here again this weekend, that the gospel tomorrow night and Sunday night will be used of thee to speak to hearts that so often are so familiar with it, and yet they are in as much darkness as anyone. We pray that it would be a weekend of awakening for them. Again, many would be brought into the kingdom of God. Think of the labors of our brethren, likely in many other places, and just pray for each one of those works. And thank you again for our brethren who have come this weekend, and they have no doubt poured their hearts and minds into the study of thy word in preparation for these meetings, and we pray that thou wilt use them and take what they have and use it for thy glory. And again, that is our ultimate goal, Lord, is that whatever we do, in life or in death, that it will be to the glory of the Lord Jesus. And we just thank thee again. We can have this time to pray and seek further blessings. We wait on thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.